Hello and welcome to Pumped, the inside podcast by Schwalbe. I'm your host Tobias Wagon, and I'm talking here with Schwalbe athletes from different disciplines, from downhill to cross country and from road bike to triathlon. And today I'm talking to German downhill racer Nina Hofmann. We already talked with her in the first episode of this podcast about the upcoming season. Now, after a really short and weird season, a lot changed. After a disappointment world champs, she won her first downhill World Cup. And what her next goals are for the next season, you will find out in this episode of Pumped. Hey Nina, thanks a lot for taking the time to talk with us again. I hope everything is good, and how was your week so far?
Hey ho, I'm glad to be here again to talk with you. My week is pretty stressful at the moment. There's a lot to organize right now and different things to do. Not too much time for training at the moment, but next week will be better, I hope so.
But normally now should be the time for your off season, right? Where you can relax a little bit and don't have to train too much before you're coming into the training season again. But what is so stressful at the moment?
So it's pretty good that I don't have to train too much at the moment, so I can do other things. Like, I have a lot of talks with sponsored right now about next season. I also have a lot to organize with my team, to get it set up for next year and to develop a few things in this area. Also have to do something for university, which is not too much, but but enough at the moment. And all this together, and I moved. Okay. And I just moved into my new flat 1 month ago, and you can imagine I wasn't at home for four or five weeks, and it's still a big chaos here. So I have to furnish my flat right now, which is also stressful.
Okay, so we have already spoken in the first episode of this podcast, which was before the season, but it was also before the first race got cancelled, and a lot happened since then. So how have your year been since then?
So my year has been actually totally different than expected, or than the last years have been, because I was riding a lot of downhill in the summer, which I actually don't do, despite on the races, of course, or except on the races. But I had a lot of time to just go riding for fun or to train. I visited many, many bike parks. I've been in the Alps for 3 weeks and on many good places. Mm-hmm. Also had time to, for example, learn how to ride motocross, which was pretty good, pretty awesome, good training. I also will start this in winter now again to get ready for next year. And I also did a few things for university because I had more time in summer. Actually, it was planned to do nothing for university in the summer, but because of all the cancelled races, I had a bit more time, so I changed my plans a bit. Yeah, okay. That's it.
Yeah, so this year was completely crazy. I mean, one after the another race got cancelled. And how difficult was it for you mentally to not know exactly when you need to be ready for racing or when everything starts again?
Yeah, so at the beginning, it was actually no big deal for me. I still was motivated as hell. I wanted just to train, because you always have weaknesses, and I just wanted to develop them or get better in these areas. So I was quite motivated. And then there was this new race calendar, and we had a few races to come up, and we were like, okay, now we have a goal again. But then again, they got cancelled, and it was like in August, I think, where I was like, okay, come on, please cancel just the whole season so we can focus on 2021. It's a bit annoying that every week is something new coming up and you can't really plan. So I was actually hoping that the whole season got cancelled. In the end, it didn't, and I have to say I'm pretty happy that this season happened. Yeah, because it was just so good for our sport and of course for me as well. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was strange because some countries had races, some not. How was it for you? Did you have the opportunity to race before you went to the World Champs?
This was also a bit of a stressful point because there were many French Cups coming up, which we sometimes could have taken part, and I actually wanted to, but then they were pretty far away, and then some areas were already risk areas again, and then I was a bit unsure to go there again. So I didn't went for any of these races in the end. I just did German Championships in, I think, when it was in September, yeah, 2 weeks before Worlds. And I also did one race in Klínovec in the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
In the end of August. Which was actually the first real race in 2022.
So the German Champs took place in on a track pretty close to your hometown, I think. How was it for you when you came to World Champs? Did you know that you had the pace to ride with the top riders?
I did not know exactly. Of course, you compare your times. For example, in Klínovec, I compared my times with the boys, and I actually know which boys are as fast as I am. And I was as fast as them, or sometimes a bit faster, so I was like, okay, the speed is probably good. And I also looked on the results of the other races, what did the other girls on the French Cups, for example, and so on, who's faster than the other one, and so on. But in the end, you don't know till you race against the other girls. So it was always a bit of insecurity.
Okay. And the races this year were split into blocks. And especially around the World Champ, it was extremely hard. So within 2 weeks, you had, I don't know, three races and two qualifying. How hard was it for you to compete in these races?
It was definitely hard, but it was hard because I crashed a lot of times. So the problem was not the racing itself, but to get the body recovered again from all the crashes from Leo Gang and then off to Maribor, where I had another big one. And I think if everything would have went well and I wouldn't have crashed so much, it would have been okay. Like this, it was hard.
Yeah, especially, I mean, World Champs, I was watching it on TV and the weather was so bad, it was so much rain, the track got super rutted and tough. And I was feeling it for you because I think it is super hard to train on this track. How did the race and the training and the qualifying go for you?
So the point why the track was so hard was this new section in the end. So all the upper parts in Leogang, which were, not old, but which were, like Leogang style.
And so like more bike parky and...
Exactly. So they were most of the time more hard packed and didn't got blown out that much. But the slower section, which was completely new, just fresh dirt, no lines at all, nowhere. And all the rain before the race, and then also on race day, just destroyed the track so horribly. In my opinion, it was not really rideable for us girls in the lower section. So it was just, I did two practice runs in the morning and I crashed always in the lower part, just on everyone on different spots, and it was like, okay, let's go for this final and just try not to crash. I didn't know how to do this because I crashed in the training runs before and the days before also. It was a hard deal.
And then how did the race one go for you?
not how I expected it. The bad thing, or the thing which I was which I'm still unhappy about, is that I just crashed right in the first off camber, so a section where I didn't had any crashes before and which I could actually ride pretty good. Mm-hmm. But there was a little like a rock or a grass, how do you say, stone, or don't know, something in my line.
Okay.
And I came over the last hill, and I just saw that this stone is laying in my line, and then it was too late, and it catched my front wheel, and I went down, and I was like, oh no, not really, not here. But I hopped on the bike again and tried to push till the end, because I thought maybe you're lucky and you don't crash in the lower part. Yeah, but this didn't happen, so I crashed again down there sometimes. I don't know where, everywhere, but a few times. And then I rolled down in the finish, and I got seventh. Yeah, which was not the result I was hoping for.
Okay, and how hard was it to get motivated for the race one when you know you haven't done a clear run down the mountain since days, and the track got worse and worse? So how hard is it when you are in the start hut and you know you need to go now?
So actually I was quite motivated. So I didn't have any motivation problems, because I just saw, it was funny because my mindset just totally changed after training. I wasn't in the feeling like I want to win, I want to get world champion. I was like, okay, let's go down for race run, just try to have fun and see it as a funny challenge, you know. I just saw all this, it didn't feel like real racing, because it was, the track was so unrideable in the lower part, and was like, okay, let's just try to stay on the bike and let's see what's happened. So I was actually quite relaxed and in a positive way motivated, but the luck was not on my side.
Then you're coming into this race, waiting for it almost the whole season.
Yeah.
Then it started to rain, to snow, and it was, mm-hmm. I mean, it was a gamble if you stay on the bike or not. It was not it really rideable. How difficult was it for you to travel to Maribor after the disappointment of the world champs and not really have the time to recover properly?
This was a bit weird, because all my attention and my focus was set on Leogang, and we were only talking about Leogang all the time in World Champs, and then World Champs was over, and I was like, oh, okay, we have to head over to Maribor tomorrow, and you just had one day to prepare for the next race. This was definitely a bit weird, because I didn't thought about the World Cups afterwards. I just focused on World Champs all the time. As we headed over to Maribor, I thought about the next race. I got into the mood to go on the bike again and so on. So I have a lot of physio stuff with me to do. I say self physio. I tried to do everything, like, I don't know, and my sister helped me also a bit with some massages and stuff to get a body ready again, because I was pretty sore on Monday, but what made me positive is that it didn't rain for a few days, and the first practice day in Maribor was dry and was pretty good, and this got my motivation back, because the track was pretty cool and sick to ride.
And then you were sixth in the first race, and then you won the second race. What has changed, or what have you changed?
I think it was the mindset. The point was that I had a big crash on Thursday in the rock garden, just right before my qualifying run. So I went down on my first qualifying run in Maribor just super slow and took it easy. And then it also rained again on this Thursday, which made me unconfident again. And I didn't had, so on Friday in the first race run, I didn't had so real confidence, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just, yeah, slipped off the first grassy turn there, which was so annoying because, yeah, this was just, it actually was not a problem because I pushed too hard. It was just an unlucky yeah. crash, you know. Sometimes you have crashes because you are pushing too hard and you're on the limit, but I went super slow into this turn and my back wheel just washed off because it was so, so slippery. But it was, yeah, pretty annoying. But I, yeah, pushed again on the lower parts on this race one, and in the evening we analyzed the splits, and I saw on the splits that I could have been third or maybe also second if I didn't have crashed in this first turn, and this motivated me again for the second race. And I think this motivation, I took into the second race. It got drier again, which also made me confident again. And on Sunday, I had this feeling that I can ride this track, that I can ride every single section like I wanted to. Mm-hmm. I didn't make any mistakes in my practice runs in the morning, or no big mistakes. So this is, it's just a mental thing. I think if you're, so I always have to, or your body is most of the time ready to give it all, but if your head is it not, mm-hmm. And this was a problem in this first race, then you can't perform on the best level or highest level.
Yeah, and I mean, Maribor is definitely a track, especially with the Rock Garden, where you have to be full committed to ride down there.
But you actually have to be always full committed. It doesn't matter which track. Yeah. if you want to win a World Cup or become world champion.
So in Maribor, there were two very similar tracks which were only partly changed. Was it good for you to have more time on the track to learn every single bit?
Depends, because I think you went, or I went into practice with another mindset, because I know I have 5 days of practice on the track, and not only three. So I sometimes did one run less than I would actually have done if it would have been only 3 days. But it's also, the track gets blown out time by time. So if you ride 5 days on the same track or almost the same track, then you have to change lines and so on, because it gets just blown out everywhere. And this was it was harder or different to other races.
Well, many riders had big problems to get a good run down in the, after this intense time in the last race, you could improve again. So does your background as a field athlete helps you to recover faster from such an effort?
So I did feel that I was stronger on the last day than on the first day. Mm-hmm. This feeling I especially had in Lusa, where I got stronger and stronger, or this was my feeling over the weekend, and not weaker from all the riding. And I think it was, so I also felt as fit as never before this season. Mm-hmm. So I've never been that fit on the last season. So I was I was as tired on the fifth day as I actually have been on the third day last year. So it was crazy. And maybe this was a bit, I mean, I train a lot, but the other girls also train a lot. So I don't know. but I mean, I felt pretty fit. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, you have a pretty special background, and
You mean with the athletic?
Yeah. And okay. I mean, this week Schwalbe is publishing a big documentary about you, your year and everything, and that gives you an insight how hard you're training. So I think there's a big difference between you and different other riders, don't you think so?
I mean, I think so. What is pretty cool that I still can train with my javelin crew here in Jena, and the guys are always pushing me. So if you don't put another weight on the handlebar and do it heavier and heavier again, then you're a loser. It's always the same. But this pushes you a lot, and this is pretty cool. And I think these guys also are part of my success.
Yeah. In the documentary, you talked about that you want wanted to be an Olympic champion in javelin throwing. And now you're one of the top athletes in another sport. So what drives you to invest so much into one sport?
This is a good question. But maybe it's just... So, as ever as I did something, I wanted to do it best. And probably this is the same with the sports. So as I was a javelin thrower, I wanted to be the best, and I wanted to be the best in the world, and maybe also an Olympic champion. And now I do downhill, and I wanted to be the best in downhill now. So I always try to aim for the top. Maybe this is my personality, so a bit to be like also.
So this
perfectionism or something like this.
This is a pretty good attitude. So what are the next plans for you?
I don't want to put too much pressure on myself and saying I want to become world champion or something like this. I always just say I want to perform on the highest level, and I want to show my skills. I want to show the best I can on this day, and if this is enough for first place, then it's cool. But you always don't know what the other girls are doing, and so, or what sometimes you can't change it, like when the weather, for example, in Leogang is just horrible, something like this. So you have to take as it comes, but I always say I want to give my best.
That's pretty good. Nina, thank you very much for your time. We wish you all the best for the season, and we are really curious what will be, how will be your next years or the next year to come. So thanks a lot, and talk soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you as well. Bye-bye.